Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Tuesday. I am Michael Cohen, producer Johnny Buck. Great to have you here on 1320 WILS 72, a beautiful day. Today we'll talk about what's happening in Puerto Rico. You know, they're in a massive debt, $74 billion in debt, but could this be just the beginning of a debt crisis that'll spread across states, across our country? We'll find out. Also, we'll talk to one of the attorneys involved in the lawsuit against MSU involving Dr. Larry Nassar. Now there's a new report on what the USA Gymnastics was doing with Dr. Nassar. He'll give us reaction. Let's begin, though, with Mitch McConnell today, Senate Majority Leader, saying that he is going to delay the vote on the American Health Care Act until after the July 4th holiday. But my next guest, Dr. Kevin Wade Casey, says the problem is it goes far deeper than just repealing Obamacare. He's a doctor, of course, a physician, a health insurance expert. Find him at healthcareonomics.com. And he's the author. His latest book is Healthcareonomics 101, 500 Ways You're Being Ripped Off by the Health Insurance and Healthcare Industries. Any questions? Dr. Wade Casey, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it. Yeah,
that's a lot of ways
to be. 500 ways.
Really, five. That's a lot of ways, and is that all of us being ripped off this way? Or?
Well, it's a humorous take on healthcare is a daunting subject for many people. So some of the things that I ask in there are just little quick witticisms and designed to make you laugh, but also designed to make you think. So I ask the question, how do you turn a $100 doctor visit into a $20 copay? You buy an $1,800 a month health insurance bill or health insurance plan. That's how you turn a $100 visit into a $20 copay.
And that sounds like a ripoff, yeah. And that's that happens wherever we go, huh?
That happens. Yeah. And the problem is that all of this congressional stuff, if you will, all of this legal wrangling and the news that's put out there, really what it is, it's political analysis. It's not really about healthcare. In fact, I'm on Twitter and I'm doing a series of tweets today about an interview I heard on Breitbart yesterday with a supposed healthcare economist. Well, this guy is a lawyer and he has a background in political science and he's worked as a healthcare economist for decades for a think tank in Washington, but he has no formal education in economics or in healthcare. And so he's commenting on all the political maneuvering and all the wrangling and the CBO projections. And the question I've got is, what does this mean for the average common Joe or Jane who's just out there trying to pay for their health insurance premiums, trying to save money on health care costs? What does all this news get these people?
Yeah, and what does it get them?
Not much. Yeah. I would say, in fact, listening to these news programs that are supposedly, covering the healthcare issues, I make the point in one of the tweets that this is really designed for global elitists. And I don't mean to sound like a conspiracy theorist here, but if you're going to bet against the dollar or looking at currency futures or investing in the stock market, then yeah, sure, you want to know what's going on with Congress and stuff. But what about, Joe the plumber,
rest of us, yeah, it's just way up there. Dr. Kevin Wade Casey here on WILS. Now, what you actually analyze what's happening, and you say this repeal of Obamacare is really the tip of the iceberg. You said that it goes back to 1973, what's called the Health Maintenance Organization Act, the HMO Act. Most of us don't know anything about it. Why does this play such a big role in healthcare right now?
Well, the HMO Act is what set in motion this entire idea. Again, one of the little comments I make in that second book, Healthcareonomics 101, as I say, you wouldn't let a company tell you what to put on your pizza tonight, Michael. So why do you let them tell you you can't see your doctor anymore? And this is what set all this in motion.
How did this act come about, though? How did this even happen?
There's a great part of, normally I'm not a Michael Moore fan, but he did a movie called Sicko, which I take umbrage to about 99% of that movie. But one of the pieces in there is a brilliant video that I can't find anywhere else on the internet, by the way. And it's a clip of Nixon, the Nixon tapes, talking with John Ehrlichman. And they go over this. Now, I've got this video posted on my, I need to put it on the blog, but I posted it on my Twitter feed. And it's a minute-long video, and in this taped conversation, President Nixon is told by his advisor, Ehrlichman, that, hey, listen, Edgar Kaiser of Kaiser Permanente fame came and said that he wants to do this. And Nixon, at first, is objecting. He's saying, you know, I'm not into these health care deals. And he goes, no, this one's for profit. Mm-hmm. And Nixon says, oh, that appeals to me. And so then Ehrlichman says, but the way they profit is they cut the care. They give them less care so they can make money. And Nixon's response is not bad.
Wow.
So this is the basis. I'm sorry.
Now what is the structure? I mean, what exactly does the HMO Act do? How does it structure our medical system?
Okay. All right. So the HMO Act is unconstitutional, it's illegal, and it should be outlawed, period. The reasons why. It restricts my trade. It restrains my trade as a physician. If I'm not in network, then I can't see these people. Now, let me say this. Managed care doesn't mean that you can't see your doctor. It doesn't mean that you can't get an MRI. What it means is that the insurance company will not pay for it.
Okay.
Now, you're paying your insurance company to pay for things for you, but they set up these arbitrary networks that are unlike any other aspect of our lives.
Tell me this, Dr. Wade. How do you, as a doctor, get yourself into a network if you want to do so?
Oh, they contract with you, but they set the prices. Now, here's the kicker. You go to have, let's say, a colonoscopy done. The facility fee is $658. This actually happened to be in March this year. $658. They tell you this, that the price is this. I say, look, I've got a $2,000 deductible on my health insurance plan. I said, I'll pay you the $658, but is that it? I don't want to pay any more. And they said, yeah, that's it, because that's the price that we negotiated with your health insurance plan. So we know you have the $2,000 deductible, so we're just getting it from you instead of your health insurance. I'm like, wait a minute, you negotiated that price for me? Well, thank you very much, but where's my input into that? So now with rising deductibles, here, let me bring it home for you. You got a managed care plan. You go to an in-network provider, a physician or a hospital. They've set a price for you between the physician or the provider and the health insurance company that you now have to pay if you have a high deductible plan. That is called price fixing. It's illegal in every other industry. This law should be outlawed.
So before the HMO Act in 1973, there was a lot more freedom in the system, you're saying?
Well, before that, it wasn't that great because health insurance covered 90% of your health care costs or more, so doctors were free to bill whatever. This is the cost that health insurers decided to try to rein in when they brought around managed care.
Okay.
As they said, we're going to cut costs. Well, whose cost did they cut? Theirs. Because now they're able to tell the doctors, hey, listen, we're only going to pay you this. And how they did it, Michael, is with the $5 copay. I go over all this in the history of health insurance in my first book, The Guide to Buying Health Insurance and Healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fascinating story how they did this. They took over healthcare by taking over the patients through the $5 copay. That way they had power now over the doctor. If you want to charge them more than $5, they're not going to come see you.
Right.
And so that gave the insurance companies the power to take over healthcare. Well, what's changed in all that is high deductibles, high out-of-pocket responsibilities. Now it's not $5 copays anymore, maybe a $20 copay, but that's just the beginning of what you're going to get billed if you haven't met your deductible yet.
So basically now they're in control and now they're putting the costs on the patients. Is that how it works now?
Absolutely. Okay. And so now what I say in the book, the closing paragraphs of the book are, I tell the American people, it's up to you to take charge. You have to now go and start. It's your money. I mean, if you've got thousands of dollars in deductibles to spend, that's your money. You might as well become a consumer. You are a consumer. The problem is Americans don't know it. And a bigger problem is...
But how do you do that in the system as it stands now? I mean, if you really need to see a doctor, how do you just take control this way?
Well, I advocate lying. I've been told by people I shouldn't say that, but I'm going to tell you right now, I advocate telling these folks, hey, listen, I don't have health insurance. What if I'd gone in for my colonoscopy and been hit with a $658 fee that was negotiated by Blue Cross in this facility? Mm-hmm. What if I'd gone in there and said, hey, yo, I don't have health insurance. How much is it going to be? They said $658. I said, how about we do $500? Well, then they could negotate with me.
And you, are you saying doctors will actually do that? They'll sit there and negotiate with you?
Sure. Well, they better. Huh. They better, because high deductibles mean that patients now have to pay cash anyway. Look, it's all about getting paid, right? And you can either get paid now with cash, or you can get paid later. One of the other tweets in that second book is the MRI price with insurance, $5,000. MRI price on cash, $350. Yeah. There's no question. There's savings to be had.
Dr. Kevin Wade Casey, tell me this. The American Health Care Act, what does that really do for us in your view then?
Not much. It perpetuates subsidies. We're giving away billions of dollars a year in taxpayer-funded money to some of the largest revenue-generating companies in the country, in the world, these health insurance companies. United Healthcare generated in 2016 $184 billion. That dwarfed McDonald's and Microsoft put together. And yet we're giving these companies billions of taxpayer dollars in subsidies to fund, it's crazy, to fund health care, not health insurance. They're paying deductibles through these things called cost-sharing reductions. And so the American Health Care Act gets us nowhere. It's bought and paid for. I had another saying that I said the Affordable Care Act was the best legislation that money could buy. The American Health Care Act was the best legislation that money couldn't buy. Hmm. Because the health insurance lobby is hitting hard on these congressmen. That's why you see the Republican factions. And the guys who know what needs to be done are the Rand Paul, Senator Lee, Senator Johnson, the Fab Four, the crews that are sticking out and saying, hey, no, look, we want free market health insurance. We want to destroy. And this is what I say.
You're talking about essentially taking apart the health insurance industry? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is the health insurance industry enjoys protections. And like I said, illegal price fixing, it enjoys protections that no other industry does as a result of decades worth of congressional legislation. We need to repeal, repeal, repeal. So I coined a hashtag on Twitter, don't stop repealing, like the Journey song, don't stop believing. But when I say don't stop repealing, I mean repeal the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, repeal the HMO Act that we talked about of 1973, repeal things like open enrollment period. Why do we need an open enrollment period? It just limits your ability to compete. We need to repeal every law and every regulation that inhibits competition amongst health insurers. We need to get health insurers offering plans across state lines. Iowa, Texas, I've done some tweeting about these.
Sounds like that is not as what we're going to be seeing, though, what you're...
No, and it's because of the lobbies.
Yeah. Dr. Kevin Way Casey with us, physician, healthcare insurance expert. Find him at healthcareonomics.com, healthcareonomics.com, author of several books, including Healthcareonomics 101. Dr. Kevin Way Casey on WILS. Dr. Way Casey, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.
That was enlightening.